There were 18 fewer murders in Wisconsin last year than the year before. That follows a steady rise in homicides between 2005 and 2007. And the number of juveniles arrested for murder has dropped by 34% over the last decade. But a spokesman for the Office of Justice Assistance says it's still not known whether efforts to reduce the racial disparity in state juvenile crime may be having an impact. The OJA's Ryan Sugden says that's something the commission has just begun working on.
The results haven't been bearing out. We haven't seen a huge drop-off in many communities in disproportionality. So the commission very recently is going to be starting a new approach towards reducing the disproportionality in the juvenile numbers.
Criminal justice researchers say it's possible that new police strategies in Milwaukee, where most juvenile crime in the state occurs, may be helping the downward crime trend. Ken Strait is an associate law professor at UW-Madison. He says efforts to reduce retaliatory gang killings may be having an impact.
You just would have this, you know, three-week spree, and everybody would sort of say, okay, we're all even now for a while, and then it would start up again. And that's really where you can do a lot of the work, because instead of it being totally random, it's fairly predictable who are the people who are calling the shots as far as retaliatory gang killings.
Wisconsin continues to have a lower crime rate overall than most of the rest of the country. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.